Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have showers and a few thunderstorms and 55 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and thunderstorms this morning and then again later this afternoon, a high around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, the Atlantic Board of Education Monday approved an increase in how much the substitute teachers for the district will be paid. Superintendent Dr. Mike Amstein said the rate was $120 per day, but he recommended the subs to be paid $125 per day because there's been no increase in the past 3 years. And he said the district needs to be competitive with other districts to retain quality instructors.
Rates around here will go from about 110 to about 125. This will put us on the upper end. And subs do shop around just like anyone else would. So, you know, one of the difficulties that I think that the principals many times in trying to secure subs is trying to find one that's available. And I think this will help them in that process.
I'll have more news in just a moment.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable, no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest of two people over the past couple of days. On Saturday, the Atlantic PD arrested 46-year-old Robin Havens of Atlantic for domestic abuse assault. She was transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. And on Sunday, officers arrested 19-year-old Kayla Mullenkamp of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. The woman was transported to the Cass County Jail and also booked in. Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest on Saturday of a Pottawatomie County man on drug charges. 25-year-old Trey Garrett Drake of Oakland was taken into custody on felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, aggravated misdemeanor charges of possession of a controlled substance, hash, second or subsequent offense, possession of a controlled substance, cocaine, second or subsequent offense, and prohibited acts. He was also facing a simple misdemeanor charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Drake was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he posted $16,325 bond following day and was released. And on Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested 32-year-old Stephen Robert Pedersen of Atlantic on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Pedersen was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he posted a $500 bond and was released. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reported yesterday that an investigation into a knifing incident Saturday resulted in the arrest on Sunday of an Exira man. 21-year-old Jesse Lee Brubaker faces two felony charges of willful injury in connection with an assault. That arrest resulted in two persons being cut with a knife outside of an Exira business late Saturday night. Brubaker was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $10,000 bond. The incident remains under investigation. Sheriff's deputies in Audubon County were assisted at the scene by officers with the Audubon Police Department and Exira Fire and Rescue. A Wyota man was arrested Saturday morning on a warrant out of Audubon County for contempt of court. 24-year-old Seth Michael Thompson appeared before the magistrate and was being held Monday in the Audubon County Jail on $10,000 bond pending a court appearance. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer was allegedly assaulted last Friday by an inmate of the Page County Jail. According to the Sheriff's Department, the incident occurred around 1:10 p.m. as Palmer was transferring 18-year-old Kevin Daniel Harris of Bedford from one cell to another. During the incident, the sheriff suffered a cut to his lip. Harris was not hurt in the melee. The man was charged with felony assault on a peace officer. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison. His bond for that offense was set at $5,000. Harris was being held in the Page County Jail on an original felony charge of sexual abuse in the second degree, with bond for that offense set at $25,000. Total bond now $30,000. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday that an Oakland man and a woman from Hancock were injured Sunday evening when the utility vehicle they were riding in went out of control and flipped over. The accident happened about 4 miles west of Hancock at around 5:45 p.m. as Caleb Bryant of Oakland and Lisa Hunt of Hancock were traveling in a 2012 Yamaha utility vehicle owned by another Pott County resident. Authorities say the pair were traveling eastbound along the grass edge of a cornfield near 410th and Mahogany. The vehicle flipped and landed on its wheels. Bryant was transported by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment of his injuries. Hunt was transported by Oakland Rescue to Mercy Hospital. Officials say she was wearing her seatbelt, but it's not clear if Bryant was buckled into the machine. The utility vehicle sustained major damage during the crash, and officials said alcohol is believed to have played a role in the accident, which remained under investigation. The Clarinda Police Department said yesterday one person was injured after they fell out of the back of a pickup truck Saturday afternoon. 23-year-old Quentin Russell Horter of Clarinda suffered non-incapacitating injuries and was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by Clarinda ambulance following the accident. It happened around 3:15 p.m. Saturday near the intersection of 15th and State Streets. Officials say a 2004 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 30-year-old Lori Ann Tanner of Clarinda was traveling north on 15th when Horter fell out of the vehicle after it passed through the intersection. No citations were issued. Police and Council Bluffs report a Guthrie County man and a passenger in his vehicle were uninjured Saturday after an unusual accident involving a deer that partially ended up inside the vehicle. Officials say 65-year-old Lawrence Monaco of Panora was traveling west on I-80 near the Mall of the Bluffs at around 4 p.m. Saturday when a deer entered the road. Police say the animal jumped, and at the same time, Monaco applied the brakes in his 2002 Lexus RX300. The deer then hit the driver's side hood and windshield of the car. The impact resulted in the animal crashing through the windshield and partially ending up in the vehicle. A boy from Council Bluffs has received a Heroes Award for his efforts at trying to save a life. According to the Omaha World Herald, 12-year-old Corbin Naylor received the National Boy Scout Heroism Award late last month at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Council Bluffs. Corbin was recognized for performing cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, on his 74-year-old father, Dean, who was found unconscious in the family's living room on April 14th of last year. The man later died at a local hospital. In addition to performing CPR on his father, Corbin calmly instructed his panicked mother, Kelly, to call 911 and on how to help him to perform the chest compressions as well as other CPR-related procedures until paramedics could arrive on the scene. Corbin, a seventh-grade student at the Lewis Central Middle School, learned how to administer CPR from his activities with Boy Scout Troop 23. He'd already earned his first aid merit badge. During the awards ceremony, he gave a speech about organ and tissue donation, which was fitting as his father donated parts of his body to help burn victims. Corbin is a senior patrol leader and holds a star rank, according to his mother. She said he's 2 ranks away from becoming an Eagle Scout. In Iowa, infants' heart transplant is the first of its kind at a Nebraska hospital. Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha says the pediatric heart transplant, performed early Monday on 2-week-old Lainey Wilkinson, is a first for the hospital. Officials say the operation went well for Lainey, who was born with a congenital heart defect. She's recovering, as expected, in the intensive care unit. Officials say the United Network for Organ Sharing gave the hospital interim approval last month to begin performing heart transplants. Officials say it's a significant development for families in the immediate area and around the Midwest. Lainey has been hospitalized at Children's since her birth. Her parents are from Council Bluffs. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund continues to support local school libraries again this year by purchasing a series of NFL books for the Schuler Elementary School and multiple copies of books by Coach Sloth for the Washington Elementary students, both schools, of course, here in Atlantic. Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, said reading was one of Trevor's favorite things to do, and the foundation named in his honor hopes that by bringing in new books each year, other children will develop a lifelong love of reading as well. Trevor was 21 years old when he lost his life during a Council Bluffs apartment fire in 2009. He was a graduate of the Atlantic High School. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, residents in Ventura County, California, who were forced to flee their homes ahead of a wind-driven wildfire are being allowed to return this morning to their residence. The residents in some 80 homes had to evacuate when a windy storm swept through the state and fanned flames. Two homes were destroyed. The same storm system is threatening to leave up to 20 inches of snow in Colorado's mountains and up to 11 inches in the Denver area. There's yet another threat from North Korea as tensions escalate around the peninsula. The North is now telling foreign companies and tourists to flee South Korea, saying the two Koreas are on the verge of a nuclear war. Analysts say that's extremely unlikely, though. The warning comes a day after the North closed a massive industrial park that employs thousands of South Koreans. Queen Elizabeth will be among the mourners at a funeral for former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher next Wednesday. Thatcher died yesterday of a stroke at the age of 87. Her coffin will lie in the House of Parliament ahead of the April 17th funeral. A top U.S. diplomat says hacking that originates inside China is undermining its relationship with the U.S. and harms Beijing's long-term interests. Robert Hormats, a U.S. Undersecretary of State for Economic Growth, said that cyber intrusions originating from China that result in the theft of sensitive information have reached very high levels and that China needs to take firm action against such hacking. And Secretary of State John Kerry is appearing upbeat after 3 days of talks with Israel and Palestinian leaders. Kerry said the talks were very constructive, and he says everyone is committed to continuing a process that could create the conditions for peace so that direct Israeli-Palestinian talks can resume. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
We have this other news item to pass along to you before we go to our obituary report. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports that westbound Interstate 80 is currently blocked between Exit 83 and Exit 96, which is near Casey, and that is due to an earlier crash where an oversized load struck a bridge. Traffic is being rerouted around the blockage using the entrance and exit ramp at Casey. The Iowa Department of Bridge Inspectors will be on site this morning to inspect the damage. The bridge will remain closed at that until that inspection is complete and the bridge is deemed safe. In the funeral announcements, LaVon Gailson, age 92 of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A funeral service for LaVon Gailson will be held today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Irma Nissen, age 84 of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Irma Nissen will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Paul Clifford, age 86 of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Paul Clifford will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sam Weiss, age 86 of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sam Weiss will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mary McCaffrey, age 93 of Manila, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary McCaffrey will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Sean Scott Hockenberry, age 31 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Sean Hockenberry will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ed Van Tiger, age 98 of Manning, died Sunday in Des Moines. Services for Ed Van Tiger are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.